There is a bid in Philadelphia to ban electronic cigarette use indoors and in public spaces. E-cigarettes are battery-powered devices that deliver a jolt of nicotine. Some of them look a bit like a cigarette, but there's no smoke, just vapor. Should people be allowed to vape, as they call this, where they like? One Philly councilman says no. He is hoping the city will follow the example set by New York, Chicago, and the entire state of New Jersey. Tanya English sniffs out the arguments.
The debates can get contentious. At a hearing in December, while some people stood to give speeches, other advocates made their point by puffing on electronic cigarettes.
Some have a mint flavor, some have a cola flavor, some have a coconut flavor. Imagine, you know, taking, all those different smells and putting them in one room.
Karen Blumenfeld leads GASP, Global Advisors on Smoke-Free Policy. She says the council chamber in New York City Hall is large with high ceilings. But that day, the meeting room was stuffy.
Many people present, including myself, were getting headaches. Some people were getting dizzy and nauseous.
Blumenfeld and her group helped push through the country's very first e-cigarette ban. It was in Paramus, New Jersey, way back in 2009. She says since then, there is emerging science and even more health worries about the fumes that get released when vapors light up.
Nicotine can create headaches, so it's no surprise that people who are non-users were becoming sick from this.
Many traditional tobacco cigarette makers have entered the electronic device industry, and Jeff Steyer says that affiliation has created some knee-jerk opposition to vaping.
There is an almost ideological view here.
Steyer is with the National Center for Public Policy Research.
Well, if big tobacco is involved, if it gives people pleasure, if someone's making money off of it, it must be bad.
I have a 12-ounce the hot apple cider.
Gregory Conley started smoking regular cigarettes as a teenager. Then in his early 20s, he tried watermelon-flavored electronic cigarettes. Vaping offered him not just nicotine, but the ability to inhale and mimic his old smoking habit.
And overnight, I was no longer a smoker.
Conley got a law degree, and he's now a professional advocate for the electronic cigarette industry. He lives in New Jersey, where e-cigs are banned in restaurants. But at a cafe in Philadelphia, he's free to light up.
Tell me about your method.
So if you hold your breath for about 5 seconds and then exhale, nothing comes out. Or if you're drinking a hot beverage, if you just pull your coffee up to your mouth and breathe out, it looks like steam.
You're being a little stealthy, right?
You learn that as long as you're not releasing giant clouds of vapor wherever you are, that no one's going to notice. And the few people that do notice, nobody cares.
There's small trace amounts of nicotine in the testing that's been done. There's not enough trace nicotine that it's picked up secondhand by anyone.
That's Jason Cardiff. He's CEO of the California company Cigarex. He says e-cig vapor is harmless. Maybe you'd like to hear that from someone who's not trying to sell you a product. But for now, the federal government is silent. The Food and Drug Administration is considering regulations for electronic cigarettes, but that decision has been delayed for months. Cardiff says, in the meantime, cities and states are stepping in with their own opinions and laws.
I'm a firm believer that through time, those laws will be unwound and everybody will come to understand that you can't treat an electronic cigarette like a regular cigarette.
There's also a patchwork of rules on the job. Philadelphia employment attorney Celia Joseph says companies are generally free to set their own policies, but many haven't.
Proactively, I think they should assess for themselves if somebody's vaping in the workplace, is that safe?
Her advice is don't wait for that inevitable moment when a worker comes in complaining about the vapor in the next cubicle over. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.